In the quake-ravaged Haitian city of Les Cayes, thousands of people are sleeping outside, either because they lost their homes or because they fear aftershocks. Makeshift encampments have sprung up all over the city, including at the main soccer stadium. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Les Cayes.
The soccer pitch at the stadium in Haiti's third largest city has turned into an expanse of mud. Last night, as a thunderstorm drenched Haiti's south coast, hundreds of people slept in flimsy shelters on the playing field. Some had only a bedsheet or a sheet of plastic tied over sticks stuck in the ground. Others slept under tarps.
We slept in the water and we wake up in the water. And it's what you see.
27-year-old Charlene Jarbrum is crowded under a large tarp with 16 other people, including her 3-year-old daughter.
My house is collapsed and water enter inside of the house.
Jarbrum says they have no idea how long they'll be here.
We don't know the end of this situation because we don't have anywhere else to live and we have to stay here. We don't know when we're going to live here.
She says aid groups have handed out some relief supplies at the stadium, but she and other women haven't managed to get much. From the back of the crowd, one of the women shouts out, blaming the men.
She said that our main problem, because we are women, when somebody else anywhere come here and carry help for us, we cannot fight because we are women. Boy and man take everything and we stay with nothing.
Last night, in addition to the rain, another aftershock rattled Les Cayes, a seaport of just over 100,000. The aftershock terrified people in the stadium. There's no running water in the encampment, except for water spilling out of a drain pipe near the front gate. There are two unserviced portable toilets in the back of the compound. Children are running around everywhere. The COVID pandemic is a distant concern. No one wears masks. Paul Jean Hilton, who's 40, is staying in the stadium with his mother. He's an unemployed security guard, and he says there needs to be some order in this camp.
The first thing we need is shelter. There's no need to waste the tarps. We should build solid structures for families. And we need to manage the space so we can live in a better condition. Because right now, we are all going to get sick.
Currently, there's no order to the camp. No one's in charge. Trash is piling up by the bleachers. Even as the stadium compound is getting muddier and messier, young men are using machetes to dig holes near midfield for support posts for what will be another shelter. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Les Cayes, Haiti.